欢迎到本周的最低预期播客。
Okay, the clock has started. We're recording. This is the least anticipated podcast of the week. Isn't that the...
Yeah, it seems like we're already putting ourselves down before we even start.
Yeah, that's why I came up with
that
name.
You don't give a shit about this podcast.
Exactly.
Thanks for having me.
We're talking about movies of August or September?
August, September-ish. There's some overlap.
Like a Leo Virgo cusp.
Yeah, there's a little bit. There's a bit of a, yeah.
My co-host for all of these when we talk about movies is Tom Ryman.
Hello.
Cracked editor. Hello.
That's right.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I think this
is... Great. This is getting off to a really good start.
Maybe the first time I've actually seen Adam in like weeks, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been out.
Yep.
Also on the phone, Nicole Morris. How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
My super friend. The song that plays before this podcast is Nicole's band.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're such a nice guy for featuring that. I appreciate it.
It's called Three Dates with a Lesbian.
Mm. It is title. Called that.
It is. It's a really good song.
What's the name of the band?
Accidents.
Accidents.
Yeah.
Accidents. That is that band. Yes.
Nicole, have I ever told you, your band is one of the hardest to Google? Because even if you put DC at the end, you just get like traffic reports from Washington, DC. You get like five pages.
I'm aware of this dilemma.
Yeah, I tried it once. I think I don't know what I was looking for, like a link to one of your songs, and I Googled Accidents DC, and it was traffic in the DC metropolitan area.
No, that only works if you like if you Google it on Facebook, search it on Facebook.
Google it.
It's all right. We want to weed out all the casual fans.
Google it on Facebook.
only the accidents lifers are the only ones we want.
People willing to do the work to find that website.
You got
to
earn this music.
God damn it. Yeah, it would have made more sense to have you on the music episode last week, but I didn't know we were going to use your song.
We're going to have her on the traffic intro. Episode next week.
Yeah, next week it's all about traffic.
Oh, see, I thought that was deliberate.
I got a lot to say about traffic. Like, I
thought you were like, oh, well, this was, I'll get a musician's opinion about music. Like, I thought that was like a general.
You think I thought there was that much thought goes into this?
Yeah, I thought there was like a genuine strategy of yours.
No. I didn't think it through at all.
So, lost a measurable amount of respect for you.
So on the bright side, Nicole and Tom have both seen these trailers. I haven't watched any of them because I'm running behind. I shouldn't tell people that, though. That's unprofessional. The first one we're going to talk about is The Transporter Refueled. And we can...
Here we go.
You can hear the action unfold. Oh, I can see this from where I'm at. That's fantastic. Nicole, you said you've seen the first Transporter, right?
Yeah, but I saw it like right when it came out on video. So Christ, if I remember what actually it was about.
Yeah.
Was it about anything?
Just transporting.
Well, I think the main takeaway
is... about transporting things?
Yeah, it was about Jason Statham. Okay.
The new Transporter looks like you, Tom. So he's just a guy who has like an Audi, and he just transports documents.
Yeah, he's just like another British guy.
But he looks exactly like Tom Ryman.
Yeah, is that why you picked this?
No, actually.
Yeah, I don't. I have never seen.
What?
Come on.
That was the big, like, slow-mo, like, Chris Nolan moment at the end of the trailer.
Yeah,
was a car jumping off a ramp into an airport gate. Like, no, I must give back my bags.
I have... There
gate
are,
check.
Where could you possibly be going?
I need you guys to give, like, more detailed description of what's going on in the... since I don't have a visual.
The money shot of the trailer was he drove his Audi up a set of movable stairs,
like the ramp that they put, like the conveyor belt that they put your luggage on to get it into the plane,
jumped that
I do that all the time
into the little, like, you know, the collapsible walkway that they that they connect from the airplane from the airplane to the terminal.
Killed dozens of people,
like, probably. He drove his car into that. Where's he going to go?
Innocent women, children, just trying to board a fucking Southwest flight.
I mean, he won't even be able to open his door once he's in. Like, he he's like stuck in there. Like the rest of the movie, he's gonna be sitting in there like Winnie the Pooh, and they're gonna have to try to yank him out.
Just envision the opposite of that bit from Dumb and Dumber where he runs out of the gate and falls down and he thinks the plane is there. It's the opposite of that, but with car. With a car,
yeah, he drives his car in there.
You know.
I believe that was Liar Liar.
No, it was Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
Whoa!
No, you're right. The part of Liar Liar in Tesla, he is in the baggage claim.
Yeah.
He does chase the plane down.
The
end of the movie, he chases a plane moving 600 miles per hour with one of those stair cars from Arrested Development.
Yeah.
It's funny, Nicole, you mentioned that you saw this movie and don't remember it. That's me with every movie. Every movie that I've seen, I'm like, I don't remember that shit. I didn't memorize it.
You're like, no.
If I was drinking at the time, which for a lot of years I was, holy shit, there are so many movies I've seen that I'll watch them now and get like half an hour in and like, oh yeah, I was hammered and I watched this once.
Like, I have no memory of Miami Vice, the movie.
I've never seen that. I sat through that entire thing.
Miami Vice is like a fence post to the head as far as just anything.
It was from like,
what?
That whole year.
No, it's just like being smacked on the head with a frying pan. It's
Nicole,
like,
have you seen Miami Vice?
No, I didn't even know that was a movie.
Oh yeah, no, it's like, yeah, it's pretty
Colin
accurate.
Farrell.
It's pretty apt. It's
Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
Yeah,
it's like True Detective season two. It's just they're kind of like driving around Miami and being like,
Yeah, just grunting at each other.
Crime is here.
One person gets shot every other hour.
God damn it, True Detective season.
And it's shot like with GoPros, entirely with GoPros.
Yeah,
the frame rate is off, that, you can tell.
It was Michael Mann when he was doing that. He used the same thing with Collateral, where he was using like handheld digital cameras or whatever. Like he really thought, like, I guess he just really wanted to do that.
Or maybe it was like Boogie Nights and his financier was like, no, we gotta go straight to video. Film's dead.
That could be.
Could be it.
Yep.
Is anyone gonna go see the Transporter Refueled? Nicole, are you going to go see the Transporter?
I mean, do I have to watch? Isn't there like six Transporters before?
I think there's
this
three.
New one?
I feel like there's no
three?
Way.
That's the same as six.
Yeah, there's too many. It might as well be 1,000 at that point. Like, I'm never getting through three Transporters.
Yeah, I feel like it's probably not the kind of movie that you have to.
There's also
like
a television show, Transporter, the series.
Oh, yeah. What?
They're,
right, because that's exactly also.
They're really trying to make this into something that it just isn't.
Yeah. It's like the next Bond franchise. Who's going to be the next Transporter?
Like,
is there ever going to be a black Transporter?
The actor's name in this movie is Ed Skrein.
Gross.
Heard of him before.
That's boring.
He was on one season of Game of Thrones and was then his character was recast.
By a CGI guy?
He made such an impact, such an impression.
This guy makes Joel Kinnaman look like the most interesting man in the world.
Does anyone know? I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Joel Kinnaman is the fellow who played the new RoboCop.
Oh, jeez.
You know the name of the guy who played the new RoboCop?
I know a few things about movies, even though it's a bit on the show that I don't.
I thought that was like Jay Courtney or something.
No, he was in Terminator: Genesis.
Yeah. I thought he was both of them.
I don't know any of those names.
I wish it really was like you had to say Terminator: Genesis.
I say colon with every movie where there's a colon.
Should we watch the next trailer?
Probably.
Let's watch Hotel Transylvania 2.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie. The first one.
You've seen Hotel Transylvania?
All right, so we're going to play the trailer.
I've watched that one.
We're really going to be relying heavily on your memory of the first movie.
Yeah, you're going to have to carry us through this.
I'm glad I'm useful in this whole shebang.
Okay.
How that one goes? What's wrong with
they're singing their ginger mutant grandchild a lullaby.
Tom's first sentence in the notes he sent us about this says Adam Sandler returns to his goddamn Dracula voice for another 90 minutes.
His Dracula voice is just ridiculous. It's
I kind of want to stop this playing this trailer.
Get your finger away from that button. Ever since Johnny and Mabel, this whole thing is unfolding.
Adam Sandler's just the fucking worst now.
He really is.
Like, he doesn't do anything good.
He doesn't even try, and I think that's what's offensive about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine if you're...
His Dracula voice is very similar to his drunk Billy Madison voice.
Yeah, all of his voices are the same.
Like, somewhere safer for
Dennis. I never thought I'd ever say this in my life, because I hate them so much, but where are the minions?
Yeah, they really are missing in this film. But yeah, like, this is the same as, like, his mobster voice.
This is what he sounds like when he's making fun of his mom.
The Fresh Pepper skit from SNL.
Yeah.
Fresh Pepper.
Okay, Murray, show him how to be scary. That's just, like, his generic foreign voice. But,
he's like the opposite of Tom Cruise. Like how Tom Cruise will never do an accent. Adam Sandler just always has to do a shitty accent, like no matter what.
Doesn't make any sense. I gotta fix this kid now. Yeah. Actually, come to think of it, Tom Cruise does a tiny bit of an accent in Interview with a Vampire, fittingly, because we're watching a trailer about a stupid animated vampire. But it's like this. It's like this weird flourish. It's like. Because it's not a British accent, it's just like an American accent with like a British tinge to it, I guess. It's like
one of my favorite Tom Cruise moments, and there's so many, is at the beginning of Valkyrie, where everyone's like speaking German
and then
for
it fades
just
into English.
A second, and then it like goes dream sequence, and we're like, no, that was just a nightmare where everyone doesn't speak English and sound like Tom Cruise. The dream starts now.
That was just so they could avoid really pedantic people being like, well, they wouldn't be speaking English. They'd be speaking German. It's like, all right, it's a fucking movie. Like,
yeah.
get over it. Like,
I wish it would have been in German and they just didn't tell anyone. Okay.
Like,
just comes out.
Like the Passion of the Christ. It's just all in Aramaic.
So, Nicole, tell us about Hotel Transylvania. Did you enjoy the first one? Was it Adam Sandler in that too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Andy Samberg.
It was a hit.
Okay, so you watched it?
It was actually really funny.
Come on.
Like, I enjoy children's movies. This one was pretty good, and mainly because Steve Buscemi plays a werewolf.
That's
solid.
I don't know if that character is making a return, but it
appears
was
so.
It
was there was a werewolf
very
in the trailer.
Well cast. Yeah. Oh, good, then he's back. And David Spade plays the Invisible Man.
Oh.
That's good.
That's good for him, but it brought the movie down a few notches as far as my
It's
own.
Essentially like the grown-ups movies, but animated, correct?
It's exactly like that, except King of Queens. What's his name?
Oh, Kevin James.
Kevin James. Yeah, he's, I think he's a mummy. So yeah, he's in that movie too.
Oh.
I feel like it's, so yeah, they have to be a little more reined in though, because animation is a little bit more, like they have to actually know what they're doing so they can tell the animators what to animate. So it's not totally like Grown Ups in the sense that Grown Ups is just them screwing around and filming, you know.
God, that was a terrible movie.
So yeah, it's one of those things. Like I felt,
so bad.
I brought the trailer to Hotel Transylvania 2, not because the trailer really offended me, because it honestly doesn't. It's like, well, it just looks like a relatively harmless kids movie, I guess, except for his goddamn Dracula voice. But it was more to just complain about just how awful Adam Sandler is.
Yeah,
anything?
Did anyone see Pixels?
No, and I kind of it was weird.
Yeah, it's the reviews are so bad.
I remember leading up to it, I was like, well, maybe this one will be the one that breaks Adam Sandler out, because it kind of seemed like a weird kind of neat idea for a movie. It's like, okay, that might be something that's fun, but nope. Like, apparently it's just as an Adam Sandler as you can get.
Yeah,
like,
and it's an interesting premise, kind of.
Like, it could have been like a fun premise, but apparently the movie's just not for anyone.
Yeah.
Because he just fills it full of like his dumbass, like an actual line of dialogue from the movie. It's like there's a woman ferociously following after him in a car because she's like a secret agent that needs to bring him into their video game fighting team or whatever. And he looks in his mirror and he's like, whoa, 0 to Psycho in 5 seconds or something like that. And I'm sure he said it in that voice.
Yeah.
So he's still just being Adam Sandler from like...
Kevin James plays the president,
right? Yeah.
That's just a stretch.
He's the president and they're just casually friends. Like, the movie starts... I've read a lot. I've done my research on this movie.
I have read a lot about the movie.
Like, the movie starts with them as kids playing in the arcades in the 80s, and he loses the high score to some game, Donkey Kong or Pac-Man or something, to this douchebag who's supposed to be Billy Mitchell, the character that is played by Peter Dinklage. And then flash forward 30 years later, and he's like a home theater installation person, and his best friend from back then is the fucking president of the United States. It's like, wait, what?
Would Kevin James even have a career still without Adam Sandler? Adam Sandler keeps so many mediocre talents working. He's like how VH1 kept the Goo Goo Dolls in business for like 10 years. Like, you never saw them anywhere but on VH1 at like 5 in the morning. Like, they kept cranking out videos just for soccer moms to walk on the treadmill.
He's the VH1 of Hollywood comedians. But it's just...
VH Wonderful.
Oh, man. He just doesn't care. And it's so obvious that he doesn't care. Like, it was fine before with movies like The Waterboy or like Anger Management. Any of the movies that, okay, they weren't... It's like, okay, that movie wasn't very good. But, I mean, at least it seemed like he was still expending some effort.
Yeah.
But like with like the two Grown Ups movies and like Pixels, which is just him like slouching his way through like this big budget movie because everyone else apparently gave a shit but him. And like Blended, that movie he did with Drew Barrymore.
Oh, you know the worst Adam Sandler movie? Spanglish. Have you ever seen Spanglish?
Oh, God, no.
Jesus Christ.
I have seen that one. Finally.
Is that not the worst fucking movie?
It's really bad. It's not funny.
That was him trying to be dramatic, right? That was a James L. Brooks movie, wasn't it?
That is an inexplicable movie.
Right.
He does nothing.
Click is bad, too.
Oh, yeah. God,
yeah. That's him not giving a rat's ass.
Adam Sandler, he doesn't...
Again.
He doesn't have to care about anything.
No, he just... I mean, his movies don't cost that much. He's the production company, so he makes a ton on top of what they pay him to be in the movie. So it's just he doesn't... He's beyond the point of caring. And, you know, fine, good for him, but Jesus, stop throwing these movies at us. It's just...
Well, I was making the argument... Well, not an argument the other day. The point where, like, the movies that he is not responsible for making, I like him in, like The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great movie. I really enjoy that movie.
Yeah, that's
funny.
True.
My First Dates is reasonably funny, too, and he's not behind the production of that either, I don't think.
You know what's a really good Adam Sandler movie is Rain Over Me with Don Cheadle.
Oh, right! I totally forgot about that one.
That's an amazing... Adam Sandler's fucking great in that. But it's like...
That's a good movie. I forgot all about it.
That is a really good movie. And it will it'll get you into Bob Seger. If you're not a Seger fan...
If I'm not a fan of
that. Not a Seger fan, watch Rain Over Me. You'll be a Seger fan, goddamn. No, that's like a plot point at one point in the movie. They send like this therapist to go pretend to be his friend. And this guy like just starts chatting him up at a record store. And he says something about a Bob Seger album. And Adam Sandler asks him a question and is like, that wasn't Seger's band at the time. And like, it realizes the guy's a fraud. Like, he's got an exhaustive Bob Seger knowledge.
Wow.
It's great. A lot of Seger. But it's named after a Who song. Why didn't they name it after a fucking Bob Seger song?
Is it like in This Is 40, how there's like an extensive plot about John Hyatt?
I could not get through This Is 40. That was the worst.
Yeah, I didn't even
like
try.
Like, the crux of it is like, oh, hopefully John Hyatt gets to this, like, charity benefit to, like, sing an acoustic song.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
Yeah, I couldn't watch it after Funny People. Funny People. Another Adam Sandler movie, but...
You didn't like Funny People?
I felt like Funny People was trying to be two different movies.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
that's true. Nicole, did you see Funny People?
No. I'm, like, the worst person you could have asked to be on today.
Well, no, that's not true. Brett is actually the worst person to ask to be on a movie podcast.
Incorrect.
I disagree with that.
Brett has never seen any movie.
I've seen many.
No, you haven't. Okay, should we stop talking about Adam Sandler?
Probably.
We're all just going to get frustrated.
He's awful, but I'm sure the Transylvania movie will be fine. It's just I can't stand him.
Should we talk about The Intern?
Yes. I cannot wait to talk about The Intern.
So excited to talk about The Intern. Didn't this movie already just happen?
Oh, yeah.
Like, wasn't it like a Vince Vaughn movie?
Yeah, yeah. We will dive into that in just a moment. When I'm here.
Remember a few weeks ago we talked about the senior intern program?
Seniors in high school or college?
No. Seniors in life.
Hold on. What?
See, this is the kind of movie, Nicole, I know you can't see it. There are some big names in this movie.
There's
Robert De Niro, Anne Hathaway. I think that was Lena Dunham I just saw.
No.
Was it? I don't know.
No. Andrew Rannells, though.
There's like all these huge stars, so you're like, oh, this must be a good movie.
Yeah.
And then you get there, and it's like New Year's Eve or whatever that Frank Marshall movie was.
Yeah, and there's a record scratch moment in like the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, senior citizen. You should dress for what?
Tuck in the shirt. Why doesn't anybody tuck anything in anymore? Oh, I'm asking you.
I'm Fiona, the house masseuse.
Oh, no.
Renee Russo, she's still in movies.
All right.
She was in Nightcrawler.
Robert She's De Niro good. Getting a massage.
So he's like an old guy who gets a job at like a wacky startup with he's, like
this
flannel.
This movie literally just happened.
Yeah, the premise is he's a senior citizen who has to go look for an internship, which is already the most fucking depressing thing.
There is a Vince Vaughn movie
called The Internship.
Called The Internship.
Where he's like...
It's him and Owen Wilson who are guys, a pair of guys in their 40s who inexplicably don't have no concept of Google, computers, or the internet. Take some things off your plate. And the movie is built around the premise of how funny it is that they're so out of place in this high-tech environment. It's like, no. Nobody that age would be like clueless around computer.
And now it seems like someone was like, you know why that movie failed? Because the lead actor wasn't old enough.
Yeah, we need to
now it makes sense.
72-year-old Robert De Niro and cast him into a... it's like a fashion company, I think. They're like a fashion designer.
Yeah. I feel like that... How did they get De Niro to do this? They probably ran an internet scam on him. Like a Nigerian
Maybe.
Scam.
The concept of this movie is he's an intern and like the head of the website or the company
the boss
is Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Why would the boss ever spend this much time with an intern?
Yeah. They like become
like, I've
best
interned
friends.
Places. They're just like, yeah, hey, Brett, can you just go in the other room and just work there today? Because we don't want to look at your face today.
Yeah. We have two interns here. I never see them.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't. We have interns?
I don't even know what their names are. No, I'm kidding. I really
Dan?
Do.
But, is that his name?
Has anyone here ever, Nicole, have you ever been an intern? Have you ever done an internship? That means you don't get paid, right?
I didn't get paid. I was an intern at a vet clinic.
Oh.
Mm. So it was awful.
So you cleaned up
really
poop
awful.
For free?
I was in an anatomy class in high school, and we had to get internships for credits.
That's bullshit.
So, yeah.
Fuck school.
Yeah, you get 17-year-olds to come do all the grunt work for free.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. I spent a summer detasseling corn once. That was awful.
Terrible. What are your thoughts on The Intern?
Are you going to go see it, Nicole?
Absolutely not. Well, what's funny is, like... When I saw the preview, I saw it in the theater, and I cannot remember for the life of me what damn movie I was seeing.
Yeah.
That would have played that trailer?
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah, what movie were you seeing?
Probably Straight Outta Compton. Straight Outta Compton.
I haven't seen Straight Outta Compton yet. It keeps selling out. Like, I was going to go at 10:40 Sunday morning, and it was sold out. Like,
yeah,
fuck
it
that.
Crushed it over the weekend. I think we're trying to see it this week.
Adam, I thought you saw that movie.
No, I wanted to go. I had plans to go see it. And every time I've tried to go see it, it's been sold out. Whoa. I tweeted something about meeting someone. I met someone the other day who is born and raised in Los Angeles and has never heard of NWA.
What?
And she's like, she was in her mid-30s.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that was weird. Everything about it was weird. That's who I was actually going to go see the movie with. And then it just like didn't pan out. And I've been wanting to see it, and I have to do all this shit today, so I still haven't seen it. But how's this for a cool way to tell you I'm old? I saw NWA in concert while Ice Cube was still in the group.
So that was, what, 88, 89?
Yeah, it was 89. I was 12.
Jeez.
I was 12. My parents were the best. They were like, yeah. NWA? Sure.
They drop you off?
Yeah, me and my sister went. It was at an exhibition hall on the Illinois State Fairgrounds. It was all hot. It was like being on a subway in New York. It was just all packed in together.
Oh, man.
And hot and
that
sweaty.
That sounds awful.
No, it was amazing. Mm. It was because it was NWA.
Right.
Eazy-E came out first. It was like a pre-AIDS Eazy-E. Ice Cube was still in the group. It was amazing. He danced a little bit. Cube? I didn't see that coming. Yeah. He did like a little dance move when he gets like.
He had some moves. He'd been practicing.
Yeah, he's an entertainer.
He whipped him out for us. So the intern just looks like it's trading in on two. The lesson they learned from the internship is one, that they weren't old enough. And that two, we need to go with a new stereotype. So let's just have him work for a woman, I guess. But then like in the trailer, he's clearly not threatened by it. So I guess maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, but just how weird is it that he's working for a woman, though?
Yeah.
So I'm weird. Joking.
That's like, no, weird. It's like when the trailer started, I was convinced that was what it was going to be. I was like, oh, he's going to be weirded out because he's really old and he's an intern and he's like working for this young woman. But nope. No, he's just super cordial.
I used to work in health insurance, which at the time was like 95% women. And we actually, it was in South Dakota, we actually had to take a 2-day training course about women working with women. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
What?
Yeah. It was, I wish I could find it.
Nicole, what's why can't two women work in the same place together?
Your periods sync up.
What? Oh yeah, that's gonna be a problem.
Then you're gonna be bitchy around the same time, and no one is gonna work with you.
Yeah, it's all just gonna. Everyone's angry at once.
It's the worst.
God damn it. That explains it. So why wasn't the documentary just like, or the training course should have just been like that? Like, look, things are going to sync up once a month. Be ready.
Yeah, just...
End of training. Get back to work.
30 seconds of information.
Yeah, we didn't need to put you guys on a bus for this. We could have just done this in the break room.
Should we watch The Maze Runner? What is Maze Runner?
So I'll do my best. The first one, I think, is they drop a bunch of kids... in this field. They don't know who they are. They remember their names, but nothing else. And there's this giant maze in front of them that opens every night. But if they go inside the maze, like the walls are shifting and there's also monsters inside it. And then the maze will close in the morning. Then all of a sudden this girl gets sent there. So it's the only girl in the group. And then the maze is just open all the time. So the monsters can just come in and eat them whenever they want to. So they're sort of forced to go inside the maze. And it's like it's constantly shifting and closing and opening new areas and shutting old areas off. And then there's also monsters scurrying around in there. And they get out on the other side and they like get scooped up by this group who takes them to this facility. And in the sequel...
that's the first movie?
That's the first movie.
That's the first movie.
In the sequel, it turns out that... you could probably play it. But it's like that whole thing was like an experiment to try to find a cure for some disease.
Oh, sure.
That's like taking over half the planet. There has to be better ways to...
I feel like there is an element in Hollywood or in books or like somewhere... that is just dying for a future where we can just let unruly kids fight.
Just kill each other. Yeah, that's every single YA book.
Clean your room. No? Okay. Go fight your sister to the death in the backyard.
Yeah, go in a fucking maze. Yeah, here's a maze with some goddamn monsters in it.
And man, am I looking forward to that.
It's all for a cure.
I'd fight in the Hunger Games right now if I could.
Mm-hmm. If they would let me? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would try to get drafted into the
Hunger Games. I found a Coke Zero bottle with my name on it.
Can I be a free agent?
Like, shit, this should get me in the Hunger Games, right?
This is a gold ticket, right? Yeah. This is what I use this for.
I'm in.
This is good to kill one teenager, correct?
And I did.
Yeah.
Immediately.
With the bottle.
Okay, so we're going to watch... What are we...
Let's watch this trailer.
Let's watch Maze Runner.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bunch whole of movie. Fucking tweens running through a maze.
Yeah, but like the evil organization in this movie is like some long acronym that spells out the word wicked.
It's safe to say motherfuckers.
Because everyone is stupid now.
It's too soon to say, but they could be the key to everything.
Just kids are dumb as hell. This is what they like.
Phase two.
Welcome to the Scorch.
The world outside.
Yep. Mayor Carcetti.
Beyond this door.
I got a friend we call the Scorch. The Scorch!
They weren't the only maze.
They weren't the only maze.
Come on!
See, they built several of these things.
What?
And the first line of the trailer is the maze experiment worked perfectly. I'm like,
no, it didn't.
Where are you basing? What are you basing that information on?
Whose side are you on?
Nicole, just to help you follow along, this trailer is just doors slamming.
Yeah, a lot of doors opening and closing, and Inception noises.
And then.
The two kids wouldn't last one day out in the Scorch.
Wouldn't last one day out in the Scorch. You kids don't know about the Scorch.
Oh, gosh.
In my day, we ran through the Scorch to get to school.
The course of your lives will determine the course of humanity.
Oh, cool.
Good. We needed to get a sense of the stakes here.
Did they just show the Golden Gate Bridge?
Maybe?
A bridge.
It was a bridge. It was a suspension bridge.
Scorch.
The Scorch!
The Scorch!
The Scorch! Beer pong champion!
That sounds like an affliction that hit 15th century pirates or something. Like
the Scorch!
We lost
three men to the Scorch.
Yeah.
I feel
over
like
the Tempest.
This is the one. Who's going to go see Maze Runner? Nicole, are you going to go see Maze Runner? The Scorch?
I have no idea what this is about.
It's about the Scorch. The reason I brought up San Francisco, that seems like another thing people really want. Like, once there's an apocalypse,
really
we're like, let's get San Francisco
San
first.
Francisco.
Let's make sure that place
Every
gets
movie.
Destroyed.
Terminator this year, they screw up the Golden Gate Bridge.
One of my all-time
Apes, Godzilla.
One of my all-time favorite movie moments is in
This is Doubtfire.
Godzilla, like the new one with Bryan Cranston. There's a scene where with the Branston. There's like the city has
he
just
even get his full name out, just Bryan, that he's dead.
The city has just been getting pummeled by this fucking radioactive dinosaur for like 4 days.
Yeah.
It's just all rubble. And then they cut to a scene where there's people just working their office jobs on a top floor.
Yeah.
Just so they can have that scene where like a monster flies by and scares everyone. Like those people would not be at work. The city is getting fucking destroyed.
The city is
they're like, no, you have to come in and fucking do your data entry job.
The city is blanketed in ash.
Like, but they're still at
and
work.
They're still like filing fucking copies. Like
we'd be recording podcasts here in Santa Monica.
Yeah, we would
if
be.
There was something
we would
going
be. Not yeah, unless
that's because nothing bad ever happens in Santa Monica.
Godzilla didn't make it.
Josh Brolin
this far.
Gets arrested in Santa Monica. That's like what happens here.
Everclear wrote a song.
That's a great song.
Yes, yeah, it's the first.
That's
song.
A really great song.
It's the first song I learned how to play on a guitar.
I know how to play it on guitar yeah. too. That's a great fucking song.
Oh man,
Nicole, do you like San Monica by Everclear?
God, why Everclear? What's the lead singer from Everclear? What's his name?
Art Alexakis.
He's just doing an acoustic tour. He just stopped by actually it was Springfield, Virginia, which is not far from where I live.
I thought you made it sound like he just stopped by, like, the room. Like, yeah, he was just here. You wanted me to get him?
That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
That wouldn't surprise
me. Hey.
I heard he's a super duper creep. Like, he's really creepy. And
I heard he, like, tells sad stories.
Yeah.
He's just a bummer.
Yeah, he's like Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
That seems like appropriate.
And I saw Everclear. Oh, God, this was the saddest thing. I saw Everclear in concert in North Dakota, and they were in a hockey arena that held maybe 15,000 people. And I shit you not, they sold like 400 tickets.
Oh.
But they didn't cancel the show. It was just like an empty arena. The sound was fucking terrible. And before I went, my friend was like, yeah, I have a friend who slept with Art from Everclear. What he does is at the end of the show, he invites people up on stage to like join the party. And it's really just a ploy to meet the chick he's going to bang that night. And sure enough, that's what he did at the end of the show. Brought like 50 of the 400 people who showed up on stage.
So like, yeah, like 1/8 of the audience is on stage.
It sounds like you have some really miserable concert going experiences.
Yeah, I've had some bad. I've been to a lot of concerts because I lived in the Midwest. I lived in South Dakota for a long time, and the only fun thing to do in South Dakota is go to Minneapolis, which is I would do that and go to concerts constantly. That's all I ever did. I drove 5 hours to see Everclear in North Dakota, and the next week they were in Brookings, South Dakota, which is 35 minutes from where I lived. I was furious. It was not worth the goddamn drive to North Dakota.
Did they surprise you with that tour date?
Yeah.
Did you just not
check? Just crept up on me. Like, surprise, Brookings.
Hey, we're back.
All right.
Yes, the Dakota Geography podcast was truly the least anticipated podcast of the week.
Did we talk about North Dakota on the podcast at all?
Now we are.
Now we are.
Oh,
talking
yeah,
about like just driving around.
It's just all it's all gas station
Look,
casinos.
Man, it's all adding flavor to the Everclear story.
Okay.
Which has nothing to do with the Maze Runner. But
should we watch the next trailer? Is that what you're
No, I was gonna say let's wrap it up.
Oh, let's even better.
Let's wrap it up.
I guess we should. Wait, what? There's an M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah, there is, but we haven't gotten to Sinister yet.
Let's skip Sinister 2.
You want to skip Sinister 2?
Sure.
Nicole, did you see the first Sinister movie?
I'm not sure. Yeah. Did I? It's the one
with the... Is that your publicist?
Is that your lawyer?
Yeah. Don't answer that. Don't let him know that you've seen Sinister.
Okay, let's watch the trailer.
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth.
I've never seen any Ethan Hawke movie.
All right, so we're watching the trailer for The Visit.
By M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether this falls into least or not.
Have you ever seen that? There was a viral video around the time when...
Oh, I've seen this one.
When Devil came out, where people are in the theater are watching the trailer, and then at the end it says M. Night Shyamalan.
And there's a visible...
And they all go,
oh! Yeah, like...
The best.
But yeah, this trailer like legitimately looks like
and
creepy.
It's like kind of
Brett, move the chair. I can't
sorry
see
about
it.
That. It's like mockumentary style a little bit.
Yeah.
These kids are going to visit their grandparents.
Grandparents are like, hey.
Yeah, I don't understand this. Yeah, it's just, if you're following along on the phone, this is just people talking. Yep.
Well, the grandfather just told him an important rule. He said, bedtime's at 9:30. Don't come out of your room after then.
Oh.
Uh-oh. See, you hear the low tones. That's how you know shit is about to get serious.
M. Now, check this Shyamalan out. Makes a great fucking trailer.
He does. Check this out.
We think there's someone outside the door.
Well, yeah, it's past 9:30, dipshit.
What the fuck that old lady's doing? Look at that.
What the hell was that?
The old lady was clawing the wall like a scratching post.
Yeah.
And she was naked, and it was crazy.
So this is all really promising, and then at some point, it's going to say, an M. Night Shyamalan joint.
Yeah.
It just said from the writer and director of Sixth Sense.
Who was that again?
And even weirder at night. There's something wrong with Nana and Pop Pop. They're just old.
Ugh. Nana and Pop Pop.
Yeah.
Catherine Hahn. I want to see that movie about her just hanging out.
Just her having a blast on her vacation.
Nana, you okay?
While her parents are murdering her children.
This movie's gonna be fucking stupid.
Yeah, it probably is, isn't it?
What's it rated?
PG-13.
Oh, yeah. It's gonna be stupid. Yeah. I will not watch any horror movie that's rated PG-13.
Yeah, you kind of can't succeed.
Stop saying Pop-Pop. Oh, Pop-Pop dies. What is that? This is a great podcast where we just watch videos.
Oh, yeah, we're just like silently watching the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here's the twist. Getting inside the oven to clean it. What kind of question was that? Did she say, have you been getting inside the oven to clean
it? Would
you mind getting inside the oven to clean it?
Oh.
Not at all.
Sure. That seems like a reasonable request.
Why wouldn't I?
It's 2 feet deep.
Yeah, that movie looks fucking stupid. No, I mean, yeah. It looks fine. The trailer looks fine, but you just know.
I know.
No, but the end is going to be that they just have, like, Alzheimer's or something like
that. Yeah, it's going to be something dumb. They're just like...
The movie where the wind killed everyone.
Oh, The Happening. The Happening is my favorite comedy of the 2000s.
Yeah. It was plants. It was plants secreting something into the wind.
The plant apocalypse.
Yeah. What a dumb movie.
I love it. That was the best.
M. Night Shyamalan.
That's when it would get tense. The wind would start blowing and people would be like, it's happening. But they didn't know what.
They just knew it was like, The Happening.
And like, how are you going to outrun the wind? Come on.
No, no. They outran global warming in The Day After Tomorrow.
They inherited the wind. Reference.
So yeah, it's going to be a shitty month.
Yeah, it's going to be a shitty month.
We're getting like the last bit we can out of August.
Yeah, we should wrap it up.
Go see Mistress America, the new Noah Baumbach movie. I saw it. It was good. It was funny. I see movies. Okay.
Brett's avatar on Twitter is from the film Inherent Vice, which is the stupidest movie I've ever seen in my
life.
So don't take Brett's advice.
All right.
Ouch.
Have you seen? Let's not talk about it.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, good.
I mean Brett's avatar. I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Nobody follows me on Twitter.
I can't speak to what his avatar is.
Nobody follows Brett. All right, we should get the fuck out of here. Nicole, do you have anything to plug?
Go to facebook.com/accidentsdc. That way you can hear the full song that Adam used in the intro.
Yeah, I linked to it too in the podcast.
I'll get it later today, and that way the link will be fresh.
People should go buy it. People should download.
It is for sale in our Bandcamp, and so I will post that link, and you can buy it for any X amount of dollars you wish.
That's right.
Up to you.
Cool.
Radiohead shit
you
right
there.
You
cannot beat that deal.
No,
right?
Yeah, it's the best.
Tom, do you have anything to plug?
Just the website and whatever.
What website?
Cracked.com.
Cracked.
I'm sure I've got something.
Yeah, I probably got something going on.
We probably got something. We'll be here.
Good times. All right. That was fun.
Yeah.
Nicole, say goodbye.
It was lovely to talk to you. All of you.
Brett, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tom, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.